That was a sense of sponsored by SefQ, not a bank, better. This is Devin Foster. Today we have the president and CEO of the Minority Business Development Center, Denise Moore, in studio to talk with us about some of the events that are upcoming for the rest of the month. Welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, I always like coming and visiting with you about the fabulous things that are happening inside this building.
Nice. Okay, so you have two big events coming up at the end of the month, one on the 24th and one on the 26th. Let's start with the 24th, which is the finance fair. Can you tell us a little bit about this event?
Absolutely. So on August 24th, from 6 to 8 p.m., here inside the Minority Business Development Center at 2139 Southwest Adams, we're having what we're calling a Black Business Financing Fair. And as many of you already know, this is Black Business Month. And so we're trying to provide as much information to business owners about the opportunities that exist out there. And so that's what's happening on the 24th. And what we're doing, this program is sponsored in part by the Illinois Department of Commerce, Office of Minority Economic Empowerment. Yes, that's a long title, but that's a long title of state support that we've received over the last 3 or 4 years here in our building, and we're appreciative of that. When this Black Business Financing Fair happens, the goal is to be a matchmaker in of sorts. So business owners will come. There will be financial institutions at different tables around the room. And this is going to be, I'll call it, a warm connection between the business owner who may be seeking funds and a financial institution that has funds that they'd like to make available. And so it's an opportunity if you've, instead of running from one bank to another credit union to another financial institution, on one day, you can visit each table and they can pretty much pitch to you what their offerings are. So they may have favorable loans for small businesses. There may be additional programming that they have to consult with business owners for free. Many of them have told me that they'd love to do that. Maybe you're not ready for funding right now. They can talk to you and consult with you over the next couple of weeks or months until you feel you are ready. And then you come to back to someone who you've already built a relationship with to apply for funding.
Nice, nice. It sounds like people can get a lot from this work. Well, what would you call it?
The Black Business Financing Fair?
Yeah, we're going to.
That's right.
Okay. Sounds like people can get a lot from this event. And if you do have a small business, it looks like you really should be looking forward to it. But I have another question for you. Why do you think it's so important for the Minority Business Development Center to host these kinds of events? I mean, you spoke on it a little bit before, but if you could kind of go more into depth as to why you think it's important.
Sure. Historically, African-Americans, Hispanics, and other minorities, especially women, have been, let's just say, not treated very favorably when we've gone to financial institutions. Oftentimes, because we may not have grown up in a household where there was a business owner, we don't know the ins and outs of how to approach a bank or financial institution. We're not quite sure what they're looking for. We go to the bank or the financial institution unprepared to provide them with the information that they are seeking. And so they're able to say, oh, sorry, you don't qualify. Well, you weren't even sure what the qualifications were. So this is an opportunity to get a clear understanding in a safe environment from individuals, these financial institutions, who are looking for you. Many of them need to report with their departments of equity and inclusion how many individuals are coming to their institutions looking for funding. They keep track of that information. And based upon that information, the federal government can determine whether they are not providing the type of service to the community that they need to provide. Here in Peoria, for example, Peoria County is about 30% African American, so we'll start there. I wonder if many of our financial institutions can say that they've they have a 30% African-American customer base. And probably not. And I would go so far as to say that percentage is probably significantly less when you talk about commercial loans. Mm-hmm. We just oftentimes don't know the right questions to ask. We don't know the right materials to prepare. And at the Minority Business Development Center, we help you prepare those materials so that you can present your best face possible. And especially with women, I tell the story about a bank some years ago, not in Peoria, that I went to try to obtain funds when I was starting my first business. And they said, well, you know, you own this house. You can always get a loan off your mortgage, a second mortgage. And I said, yeah, I could do that. And I was working at the time for a large insurance carrier that many people know in a different community. And they said, well, you know, you've been at this insurance carrier for a long time. You could just get a signature loan for this amount from your employer. And I said, yeah, I could do that. But that's not what I want. I want a commercial loan from your bank, from the commercial loan department. Because at that time, I understood the value of establishing what's called commercial credit. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have commercial credit, you really just have a hobby, is how it's looked at. But now I have a commercial credit that was started 15, 20 years ago, and it is ongoing. And it's something that I maintain and I covet. I make sure that my commercial credit is clean.
Nice, nice.
Excuse me, I wanted to take a break so that he could cut that cough out.
Okay, so that's awesome. But I know the question that the people really have is, how do they attend this event? Is there anything that they need to do in order to come?
Well, no. What I would do is, well, let me start over. The only requirement is that you give us a call at 309-966-3989 and let us know that you'd like to attend. I would imagine those who are coming to talk to a bank would come in business attire. And I'm not talking about a shirt and tie like you're going to church or anything like that, but, you know, business casual, sport coat, and something other than casual attire that you would wear to the beach. Because remember, you're representing yourself in a professional way to a professional organization, and you're kind of looking for money from them. And so when you walk up to that table, if you are if you're a serious business owner and you want to make that first introduction to someone who may be able to supply funding for you, I would be prepared to do that. So give us a call and let us know you're coming. Come prepared and bring a one-page, your one-page capability statement. What is a capability statement? Basically, it's your business resume. Think of it as your business resume. So on one page, you are indicating who you are, what you do, how long you've been in business, maybe two or three referrals of businesses or individuals that you have worked with. You're going to be providing what your ask is. So you give them this information. Do you have an ask? You want $5,000, you need $10,000, you need $2,500, whatever it is that you need needs to be encompassed in that capability statement. But that's really just a one sentence to talk about the funding that you're looking for and the project that you're trying to fund. And after you make an appointment with that financial institution, they will ask for additional documents, but for this event, we want to keep it simple. And if you don't have something like that prepared, when you call, you let us know that you need help preparing that document, and we'll get you in. We'll get you in on the phone, on Zoom, in person, whatever works best for you to help you walk through that one-page document. So when you come in on Thursday between 6 and 8, you are ready.
Nice. Okay. So before we move on to the event on the 26th, I want to talk to you for a second about the Illinois State Black Chamber of Commerce Convention. Mm-hmm. So we know that you were there.
Yes.
But before we get about you being on TV, how was it? What did you gain from it?
It was outstanding. The Black Chamber always puts on a very good convention. And the thing that makes it so good is that you are allowed to meet heads of industry, heads of organization and businesses. I met the new president of Ameren of Illinois. I met the president of Illinois American Water. And these people were, you know, face to face, and we were just talking about different things that impact our organization in their service territory. So that's a unique opportunity that you really can't get anyplace else besides the Black Chamber's convention. They were able to have what's called a speed networking. Mm-hmm. And so based upon your capability statement, they were able to connect you to organizations that were bigger than you, who may be looking for vendors or subcontractors that you could visit with about what your business could offer. And just the networking with other businesses like myself and seeing other people who are of like mind, of our CEOs, and being able to commiserate about how we are running our businesses, that's something that doesn't happen enough. When you're a small minority business, Black business or Hispanic business or woman-owned business or veteran business, you oftentimes feel like you're out there by yourself, that no one understands your plight. But there are other people, but they may not be here locally. And so with this chamber convention, I've connected with people downstate all the way down to Metro East St. Louis area, Collinsville, all the way up to Chicago area and in the northern suburbs, in every place in between. And so we were able to share the things that are happening in our companies. We were able to talk about different issues that are impacting us that the mainstream media, if you will, do not look at Black and brown and women-owned small businesses and provide us the same exposure that they do larger companies. Mm-hmm. My business here, the Minority Business Development Center, we have between 7 and 10 employees. Well, I don't have between 500 and 1,000 that would get somebody's attention, mm-hmm. but the Black Chamber ensures that there is a level playing field, that they're able to connect a small companies and organizations to these major businesses and industries so that we're not left behind.
Right. So let's get into you on TV. So you were on the news speaking about how businesses can be undercapitalized and underfunded. Can you dive into that idea for us? What is the message that you were trying to get across?
So oftentimes when a person starts a business, let's say you, Devin, you're just an excellent cook. I mean, you really, I mean, people would say you put your foot in it. Well, you didn't actually put your foot in it, but mm-hmm. you know what I mean. And many folks encourage you to start your own business. Mm-hmm. And for a while you think, okay, well, yeah, I can do that. I love to cook and I want to start my own business. But how do you do that? Where do you get the money to buy the equipment now that you're moving out of a hobby stage to a professional stage? Where do you get the money to buy those things? Mm-hmm. How do you find a location for your business? Do you need a location for your business? Can your business just be virtual? What are the support systems that you need to support a virtual system? Well, a lot of those things cost money. Because you know how to cook. You're a chef. You don't know how to establish a web page. You don't know how to find a location. You don't know how much money it costs if you need a location as a chef to buy the equipment, to secure the funding for the leasehold improvements that you need to make. And so you are at a distinct disadvantage because you're new. You're in food service, which is a highly... it's an industry that financial institutions really scrutinize very closely. Mm-hmm. And you just don't have the experience in knowing how to get that done. So you open this business maybe on a shoestring budget. You know, you had $250 in your bank account and you started trying to get a business going. So you're undercapitalized before you sell the first thing you have. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was trying to convey, that small businesses, especially small local businesses that are new, that are maybe innovative and exciting, are at a distinct disadvantage because they don't have the wherewithal to make the big splash to be successful. You're not creating that firm financial foundation that you need in order to support your business. And so as much as I hate to be on TV, when she snagged me and she asked me that question, I thought, oh yeah, this is an important response because small business owners need to understand you didn't do anything wrong. Mm. Unfortunately, society does not support you, and it can be very difficult to find that support unless you come to a Minority Business Development Center, unless you attend a Black Chamber convention and are connected to people, unless you come to this Black Financing Fair workshop, where I might add, you don't need to be Black to come to this. You can be a woman, you can be a white woman or Hispanic male or a veteran from any of the branches of service to come to this. At the end of the day, our motto here is we help keep your business in the black because the only color we see is green. And that's exactly what you're trying to get from these financial institutions, mm-hmm. something that's green.
Right. So for those of you who are just tuning in for our radio audience, this is Dollars and Cents, the show that tries to make your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank, better. And we have President and CEO Denise Moore in the studio, and she has spent some time talking about the finance fair that's taking place on the 24th of August and the Illinois State Black Chamber of Commerce Convention. Now, let's move on to the event on the 26th, the Indoor Marketplace. Can you tell us a little bit about this event?
So every year during August, we have our marketplace where we try to showcase our vendors who are struggling to become known in the community, to showcase their wares and help people figure out how they can buy from them. And every August, we would have it outside. It's usually an outdoor marketplace. And every August, it has been so hot. I mean, literally so hot that people were melting on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. This year, we decided to do something different. Right. We're going to do it indoors, a lot more comfortable. If folks are selling clothing, people can try them on in our restrooms here. We'll provide a better opportunity for people to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And the marketplace, just like the one we do in June, is always to showcase those local businesses so we don't forget that they're there. It's easy to drive over to the big box stores and or drive up to some strip mall that has a store in it. But a lot of the businesses that are coming to our indoor market this year, they don't have that huge exposure. They may have a small following on social media, but a lot of people can't find them. Mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity for folks to find them. Vendors just need to call 309-966-3989 and make themselves known to us that they would like to be a vendor at this event, and we'll get them all signed up. Now, it's on August 26th, so if you're a vendor and you're listening to this, you need to call right now, leave a message, because this program usually airs on the weekend and one time during the week. Leave a message. We'll call you back first thing on Monday morning. We need to get you registered for this event.
Nice. Are there any vendors that you already know are going to be there? Or are we going to keep that a secret?
Well, I like to keep it a secret because some of them have been here before and have been very successful in our event. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to start mentioning one or two and then I forget the other ones and then they'll say, well, you didn't mention mm-hmm. us on the air. But I will tell you, those who have registered by the time this program airs, you will start hearing commercials. Excuse me. Let me start over with that. We don't do commercials. Those who have registered by the time this program airs, you will start hearing announcements about them on our Facebook page. If you go to the Minority Business Development Center Facebook page, you will see social media posts about them to let folks know who's going to be there. And what this allows us to do, those who have not yet registered but now are hearing this and want to register, we can start putting them out there. As long as they get a hold of us by Monday morning, we can start putting them out there for the rest of the week so folks know that they're going to be here.
Now, this is something that I know that the Minority Business Development Center keeps in mind all the time. But what does it mean for the audience to keep dollars circulating in our community?
Oh, my goodness. You know, we talk about the lack of jobs in our community. We talk about the lack of resources in our community. We talk about the lack of funds to be able to buy things in our community or places to go to get things in our community. Well, these dollars, if circulated within the Black community, will help elevate our economic status, not only in our own communities, but across the city. The buying power of the Black dollar is so large that other folks already get it. Mm-hmm. You know, you see organizations, you see large big box stores selling things that are from your culture. And why are they selling those things? Because they know you will buy them. They know that we as a people, we will spend some money. We spend money on things that we feel have value. We spend money on things that we feel represent us and our community. And unfortunately, in Central Illinois, you cannot find those things at a small, local minority business that has a brick-and-mortar store as easily as you can find those things at the big box stores. Mm-hmm. And so, but we can change that. And oftentimes the big box stores will drive out small businesses because they can bring it in, they can sell that same thing that you have for 25 cents less or 10 cents less. As a people, we need to realize that 10 or 15 or 20 cents that you're spending more with the small local business is because that small local business can only afford to buy maybe 15 or 20 to have on hand, where the big box stores could buy 10 or 15,000 mm-hmm. and have on hand. So, of course, if you can buy in bulk, you can, at a wholesale price, you can get it for less and sell it for less. Small businesses, whether you're Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, when you're buying at a smaller quantity, you can't get that large big box store discount to be able to sell it at that discount. So for our community, that's an education for our community also. If you really support that small local business, no matter what they look like or who they are, I hope that the little extra that you are paying is your support of a local small business and not a big box store.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking this time with me. I know that you are a very busy person and you have a whole lot to get to. So thank you so much for stopping in. But one more thing before we go. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about before we go?
Yes. Just a heads up that the Black Business Alliance and WPNV, this radio station, will be celebrating its 10th anniversary this coming September. So we'll talk about that on another show, but on September 23rd at the Paradise Casino, the Black Business Alliance, the Minority Business Development Center, and WPNV will celebrate its 10th anniversary here in Peoria, 10 years of providing service to the greater community and the Black community specifically, communicating to the community, trying to uplift and elevate us, trying to pull up economic development and help us understand that we can get it done just as well as anybody else. We just need the education and training, and that's what the Minority Business Development Center does. As a nonprofit, it can be very difficult for us to do that, but we have a lot of supporters and sponsors out there, and I hope the listeners appreciate what it is we try to bring to the table. and would become a sponsor and a supporter of what we do here. So thank you for asking about what's coming up in the future, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Denise Moore, founder and CEO of the Minority Business Development Center. This is Devin Foster, and you have been listening to Dollars and Cents on WPMV. Dollars and Cents, sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank, better. Dollars and Cents airs on 9 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. Or you can listen to us on the podcast on our website. Just go to WPMV.org, select podcast, then Dollars and Cents. Thanks so much for listening. Money, 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 money.